Saturday, November 13th, 2021, 6:50 p.m. Pacific Time, and I am in bed, and I am not very happy, but I am somewhat happy because I have certain things available to me. You know, I have the internet, unlimited high-speed internet connection on my phone, which I can use as, you know, I can tether it, or I can use the TV, I can tether the TV to it, and I'm watching YouTube videos, or I mean, YouTube movies, whatever, not YouTube TV, but YouTube, just whatever, YouTube videos. You know, but right now we're watching a long movie, I don't know what it is, but, looks good on the TV. It's a smart TV and it only cost $115 total at Best Buy recently. And but I'm comfortable. I'm in a state of comfort. But I'm too comfortable. I'm lazy. I have not exercised other than walking to a grocery store and restaurants in 4 weeks. But before that, I was working out for, I mean, I was working in Maryland. I flew to Maryland and I was working as a truck driver's helper delivering food to restaurants, and I was working for 5 weeks there. And I was working out in a gym also, as much as I could, because I, unless I felt too fatigued from working out, because I did feel very fatigued, and so I didn't work out every single day, but I was working out as much as possible. I was making gains. I was eating very healthfully, no refined sugar, no dairy, no ice cream, no cookies. In 5 weeks, I didn't eat any ice cream, no cookies. I ate potato chips like 2 times or 3 times at the start, but then I was eating perfectly after that, like for 4 weeks straight, something like that. But since coming back here, I haven't worked out at all. I haven't exercised. And I don't like this. And I am not living the best life possible. I want to live the best life possible. But right now, I'm addicted to watching videos. And I am also addicted to eating refined carbohydrates and sugar, refined sugar. Because I told myself that I was not going to eat cereal anymore, but then I just bought cereal today because I was craving the carbs. I don't know what happened. What I want to do is I want to get away from foods that are not whole foods. I want to get away from them. Like, I don't want to go to grocery stores. I want to only go to farmers markets or an actual farm where I literally pick the produce and I'm not around processed foods. I want to be around only whole foods, and I want whole plant foods, and I only, I want to be in clean air. I don't want to be around motor vehicles. I think cities like Copenhagen, Denmark, and Amsterdam, the Netherlands, Because they have so many people who commute by bicycle. Like in Copenhagen, it's like 60%. I thought it was like 33%, but it was another source said it's 60-something%. That is so inspiring to me, because if so many people ride bicycles, they probably eat healthfully also. But still, there's motor vehicles, and it's a city, and I don't know. If you're single, then you should live in a city, I guess. Maybe not, though, because... Not necessarily, though. I mean, if you go to a small town, I mean, if you go everywhere in that small town, to different shops and stuff, like, there's still females. Like, there's still young female. I mean, I went to Short Creek, which is the FLDS, used to be the largest polygamist community in the United States. And because in Africa, and you know, in Africa there's a lot of polygamy in the Middle East, I think there's a lot of polygamy because Islam, but they still produce a lot of, I mean, they have been producing a lot of kids, so there's a lot of young females. And I seriously, I was there this year, and I was actually around a lot of young females. Young white females. I mean, way more than Los Angeles. There's zero white females in Los Angeles. I mean, rarely, like, if they're with their parents, it's rare. But in Short Creek, there were so many kids. And so it doesn't even matter. Like, you think living in a city, it's going to be better, but it's not really even better. What you need to do is go to a small town where people are family oriented, where they produce a lot of babies, where there's a lot of young females available. And you need a virgin girl to get married to, legally. So you have to go to the state where it is legal to marry an underage girl. Because in Short Creek, that's in Utah or Arizona, because it's on the border. So the age of consent is 18. I mean, what I meant to say was, the age of consent is 18, but also the highest age that a person can get married is 16. I'm pretty sure. So you can, you know, so, because understand, see, almost no one has ever spoken about this in a video that I've seen. Because these videos get banned, because probably people, I don't know exactly why, but I think one reason is women are offended if you say that the only dateable females are virgin, and therefore they're probably under 18, or probably 14 years old, or something like that, and it makes women offended. It makes every woman offended, because they want to act as though they are super attractive at whatever age. I mean, all throughout their childbearing years, they're super attractive. As long as they put on makeup, and then they're super attractive. You know, it's stupid. The truth is that you want a virgin girl, and she's probably going to be a virgin only until she's like 14 years old or 16 years old. Or, I mean, in LDS, in Mormons, I think they wait till 18. But in usual American society, normal, girls, I mean, you have to acknowledge, that girls do have sex sometime in high school. And if they don't, then there's something messed up about them, like they're ugly, or they're hugely fat, or something like that. I don't know, but it's just so simple. I mean, if a girl is not overweight, I mean, they get insane amounts of attention, of messages on the internet. I mean, how could you, as a sexually mature person, because girls reach sexual maturity by age 14. So, how is it possible for a sexually mature person to deny having sex? To resist having sex? It's impossible. Because for me, the reason I didn't have sex is because I was, obviously it's super hard to get a girl to have sex with you, to talk to you, to even want to talk to you. And other guys, you know, there's so much competition. There's so many other guys who try to dissuade you from talking to girls and stuff like that. That happened to me in high school. Like, I try to talk to one girl or two. I actually did talk to a girl who was, I was obsessed with, who was one of the most popular girls in the school, who was the best looking, in my opinion, in the school. The most prized, you know, woman, but in looks, but I don't think she was a virgin, though. I think she was a wild girl who, you know, but I didn't know anything about what actually she did, and so, because I never went to parties, I didn't even talk to people at all, pretty much, because I had, like, selective mutism, but, and a lot of anxiety. There's so many haters, understand? There's so many other guys that are, say, hateful comments, say, negative comments, you know. If you were to conspicuously, you know, hit on girls in high school, I didn't do that. I barely ever even, I didn't talk to girls at all, except literally, like, one time, or two times, or three times, or something like that. And I clear my throat like that because there's something wrong with me. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I clear my throat like that. But it doesn't even happen every single day. But I'm not sure what causes it, if it's a specific food or what. But
what are you doing?
What I'm trying to say is that
stop.
The main thing in life
stop.
Is getting married to a virgin girl. But when I say marriage, I don't mean monogamy. I mean, you get legally married to an underage girl because you have to legally. But then you can also attract additional girls who are over age 16 if you're in the right state. Because there's so many states. Now, if you're in other countries, like in Germany, where they have been since 14, then if technically, like, it is illegal from the United States perspective to go to that country and have sex with someone who is under 18 if you don't get married to the person. But if you, I guess, if you renounce your citizenship, then then it doesn't count, I guess. They don't monitor it. I mean, it doesn't matter. So I don't know what where the best location to live is in the world, but the European lifestyle is better, because in those countries, there's all those bicyclists, and I've heard of how in other countries, in Europe in general, there's so much public transportation and you don't have to have a car, and there is so much it's common, like farmers markets are very common and very widespread, and it's popular to eat soup, like to go to the farmers market and buy vegetables, fresh vegetables, every single day, and then go home and cook a soup. See, if that's popular, then that is very good, because you want people to be healthy. You want a girl to be healthy. You want a girl to want to cook. You know, I mean, it's so simple. Like, this is so simple to me. But for some reason, so many people don't believe in this. They don't believe in that girls should get married as a virgin. That girls should be a housekeeper, a housewife, a traditional housewife. Who cooks and cleans, you know? And there's all these fresh and fit podcasts where they're interviewing women, and these women are toxic, and they've even said that they're toxic. Like, well, one of the viewers or in the chat room, they said that this woman's toxic. It's so simple. These women are insanely toxic, insanely off track, perverted. They use foul language. They probably have tattoos. I haven't looked closely, but I'm assuming they have tattoos. They have a ton of makeup on. They talk as though they're a man. Literally, they might be a man. Someone said that one of them was a man. And it's just so crazy. Like, why would you even lower yourself to their level by inviting them into your apartment or whatever to interview these people? These people are despicable, 100%. These people are crazy. Like, these people are crazy. They're totally off track, insane. Like, how would you even want to talk to these women? They're obviously, they act as though they're in charge. They act as though, they don't care at all about being a housewife. They don't care about having kids. They expect everything. They get to do whatever they want all the time, pretty much. The man has to be ready to do what they want. Men pay them on the internet, on OnlyFans. It's just so stupid. They're degenerate. They're toxic. They're dysfunctional. And I mean, it's just so stupid. But I mean, if that's the norm, I mean, that's insanely toxic. But I don't know how normal that is. But another thing is they speak in a ghetto way, like in a poor, ghetto, uneducated accent. A lot of people would say, oh, you talk like you're black. Like, they would say, oh, like, why are you talking like you're black? But I guess you shouldn't make it a racist thing. You should just say it's like an uneducated way of speaking, of pronouncing words, of slurring your words. Because I think people slur their words like that because if they're intoxicated and they're lazy and they don't want to pronounce words properly. Another thing is, if they don't have teeth, if people don't have teeth, I have never heard of this before, but it's a theory that I've come up with, where black people don't pronounce words correctly, they slur their words and stuff like that, because they don't have teeth, because they do drugs, because when you do drugs, you lose your teeth, but I don't even know how that happens exactly, but... Well, one reason is if you grind your teeth, because if you do drugs, you grind your teeth. But I guess if you do meth, I don't know what it is exactly. I'm not that, you know, I'm not that educated on that. But because, like, for example, you know the word, like, holding, right? Like, if you call a company on the phone and they're like, please hold, right? If it's an African American person, right? Thanks for holding. Now, why would someone not pronounce "hol"? See, when you have to pronounce the L, your tongue goes against your teeth, right? But if you don't have teeth, how does it sound? Thanks for holding. You know, like, doesn't that sound like I'm black, right? Hey, thanks for holding on the state, right? So I believe, I'm not sure, but I think that so many black people do drugs, and because so many people do drugs, they don't have teeth, and so they have that accent, and then people respect those people Because if you're like a drug dealer and you do drugs, then you're part of the community, and then people respect, and then they imitate your accent. I'm not sure about this, but it just seems ridiculous why a person would say hoding. Thanks for hoding. Thanks. You know, they don't use TH, like, it's, you know, like, you know? I guess, I'm not sure though, but, you know how people speak, you know? They speak as though they are not, they're not speaking like I'm speaking. See, this accent right here is the accent I grew up with. Hi. I live in Northern California. I was born in Mountain View, California. Hi, I was born in Mountain View, California, and I'm from Northern California, and I'm from San Francisco, and I'm from the North Bay. I was born in Mountain View, which is in the South Bay. I grew up in the North Bay. I'm from Wine Country. Hi, I'm from Wine Country. Hi, I'm from Petaluma. I went to Petaluma High School. Hi, I went to Petaluma High School. I lived in Rohnert Park after that, the friendly city. See, but if I'm a drug addict, and if I'm in Skid Row, then I'm gonna talk like this, and I'm gonna act that ass. And I'm gonna blast my music in my boombox on the stage. I'm gonna attach a huge speaker, a boombox to my wheelchair, and I'm my electric wheelchair, and I'm gonna drive my wheelchair up and down the sidewalk and Skid Row on the stage. That's what I do. Cause I'm badass, and I live in Skid Row. 24/7, 365. I live at Skid Row on the stage. That's my Skid Row accent. I'm on the duty. I'm finna do that. Man, I'm finna do that. I'm a finna go up downtown LA on the stage. And I do what I want to on the stage. So, hello, my name's Daniel, and I'm from Northern California, and I can pronounce words correctly. I can enunciate. I can speak. I can pronunciate. I can pronounce words. I can speak clearly so you can understand me. Silicon Valley. It's not Silicon Valley. It's not Silicone Valley. It's Silicon Valley. I mean, that's what I think. What do people say? What are the new ways of saying things? Okay. In the past, like 20, 15 years. Bro. See, no one says that where I came from. No one used to say that. No one used to say bro very often at all. But now people say bro. Why would you call someone your bro when they're not your brother? It's like a way to act as though, like to establish rapport, but it's fake because you're not the person's brother. You know? You use it to try to like calm someone down, like bro, man, bro, just calm down, bro. You know, but it's, you know. But what are we talking about? The main thing in life is being healthy. But after you're healthy, and if you're in a relatively safe location, if you're in a very safe location. We're not worrying about crime. See, if you watch videos, if you watch videos, then automatically there's all these criminal videos and things that are happening in the world, bad things that are happening, which is, it's stressful. And it makes you not want to reproduce, I think. I mean, I think that it makes people not feel that they're ready to reproduce, like to engage, you know. And all the advertising makes you need to buy something. You know, you always need to buy something. Like, you need to worry about buying stuff and earning enough income to afford a lifestyle. But life used to be way simpler. I mean, it sounded, based on what I've heard from my parents. Like, for example, my mom never went to fast food until, like, at McDonald's for the first time when she was like 18 years old, I think, and or something like that, and like never ate fast food, you know. And my dad used to share milk, like they used to eat cereal, and then they like went, because they had 7 children in my dad's family, and they used to eat, like, one kid would eat cereal, and then if there was milk left over in the bowl, then the next kid would have to use that milk to save milk. You know, that seems insane these days. Because I guess food used to be way more expensive back then. I don't know. I mean, restaurants seem expensive now, but I guess restaurants are cheaper now. I mean, I don't know. The food is bad quality, but, and they mess up your order at restaurants. I am never going to a restaurant. I'm never sitting down in a restaurant ever again in my life. I don't like the feeling. See, no one talks about this, but the truth is that when you go to a restaurant, you are stepping into their property. It's private property where they can tell you to leave whenever they want, so you can't express yourself. You can't say whatever you want because you might offend someone. And because of coronavirus, people are separated 6 feet apart or whatever, but people used to be very close to you, and like people could get offended very easily. And when you go to a restaurant, people don't even want to talk to you. Almost never has anyone ever said anything to us when we go to a restaurant. I can remember a few times in over 10 years. One of the times was when we had this huge wreath that we bought from Home Depot, and then we walked all the way to the restaurant, and then we went into the restaurant, and this wreath, which is literally like almost 3 feet long, in diameter, it's like 2.5 feet, right? So we put that up on the, like, behind the seat where we were sitting, and then probably, obviously, because we had that, this woman who was sitting, like, right next to us asked us where we got it, right? But that's only because we had that wreath, right? This other time, this black woman, and by the way, it's always older women. It's always older women who talk to me. If they're attracted to me, or if they, you know, if they say something to me, it's always older women. Like, for example, in that same restaurant, there was an older white woman, very older, very old, who said that she had a son who was like 6'6" or something like that. And because I'm 6'3". And okay, so that's an example. It's always older women who talk to me. At that same restaurant, there was a black woman one time who was older, and she was overweight, and she was sitting right next to us, and she commented on the shrimp kebab that I got. She's like, "Damn, that's so good." So that's like three people, right, that I can remember. And then there's this other woman one time who was old, and older, way old, like 50 years old, and skinny. And, like, I think I said something first to start the conversation. And she was just talking about how she doesn't eat much at all. Like, she can save the meal for, like, four meals or something like that. But, no one talks to us. It's so dumb. So stupid. Why do you have to be the person to always talk to women? They never accost me. Only if it's literally a sting operation where a fake prostitute, because that what happened one time to me, where this good-looking white woman came up to me when I was on the sidewalk, when I was using the Wi-Fi outside of the library, and asked me, like, what are you up to tonight, or something like that, right? So I just said, like, not interested or whatever, because, I mean, it's too good to be true. Or a drug addict, you know, like a wild, you know, obviously, like, intoxicated, crazy woman. And this is just crazy how in America, or just where I have been, no good people ever talk to you. It's only people who ask for spare change. Bums who ask for spare change, or evil, intoxicated people who attack you physically. The other night, this guy bounced a basketball off of my arm. Like, he slammed it into the ground, the basketball, and then it was, like, deflated, so it didn't bounce up that much. And then he threw it at my arm. And he didn't throw it that hard at all whatsoever, so it didn't even mess. It didn't, like, make me emotionally that angry at all, but it did piss me off because, you know, I could try to kill that guy, you know? You know, and if I did, then, you know, what would happen? I mean, I don't want to get hurt somehow, you know, I don't want to, you know, so it's very frustrating. And why, when you accost women in America, that they act as though you're a terrible person? So insane. This is so insane. Oh, Salem witch trials. So insane. This is so insane. I don't know how to communicate this. Because people, I mean, what's a better way to communicate it? Like, insane is like a dead word. It's like not a really good word. People are dysfunctional. People are, they believe things that aren't true, that aren't in harmony with what you actually need. What you actually need to do in life is be healthy by eating a whole plant foods diet and exercising and being in clean air and not being sedentary all day long by being addicted to videos, watching the internet, using a smartphone. And that's what I'm doing right now. But I didn't, I mean, I started to use a smartphone like this starting in early 2018 only, you know, I mean, fortunately, because like women got iPhones when they first came out, you know, and I didn't even know like what data was. I didn't know what like 4G LTE was. I didn't even know that cell phones could get the internet. Seriously, I like didn't even research that. I didn't even know about it. Obviously I knew about texting. I was using a phone to text starting in 2010, I think. Seriously, it took me that long to start texting women. Well, that's when I started to date women. Huh? What? I'm talking loudly? I started to date women in 2009. I mean, I went out to bars on purpose because I wanted to kiss a girl. I actually did kiss a girl, and then, like, months after that, many months, like, literally 9 months after that, I finally lost my virginity. And the way I did it was I went on Craigslist when they used to have a personal section. And I was sick of it. I was sick of not being able to attract women. So I just went on there acting as though I was going to have sex with whoever. I didn't care who it was. But that was not good because it was just stupid. Because the woman was fat and 35 years old, and I was 24. What you need to do is attract a virgin girl and marry her. But no one talks about this. They act as though that it's wrong to date when you're not 18. But when you're 18, then the girls are not virgin anymore. Most of them, probably. Like the vast majority, like almost all of them, are not a virgin. Or they've done something sexual. But you don't want that. You don't want a girl to have had a boyfriend at all. You want her to be 100% pure, having zero baggage. So.
Oh, your baggage.
my baggage.
Yeah.
See, I haven't had sex in over 6.5 years. So, I'm actually reversing my baggage. But no, for you're men it's different though. Because women are emotional and they'll cheat on you easily. Because they don't have principles. They don't have moral principles. They don't have loyalty. It's very weak compared, you know? And so you need to control women. You need to, if you have a woman, the woman has to have grown up in a controlled environment, and you have to keep her under control. But also men have to control themselves too. Like you right now, what are you doing? What happened? What's going on? Yelling at you? What? I'm not yelling at you. Fly? He's like fruit flies. There's like fruit flies in here, okay? I am lying in bed with Kim. Okay.
Scoot over!
Say hello. Say hello to the camera. Say hello. Kim? Say hello.
What?
Say hello.
Hi.
So I don't know what random movies Kim is watching on YouTube, on the TV right now, which she greatly enjoys, and she has a candle.
It is so focusing of fear.
She has a candle on top of the Blu-ray player. And did you know that Kim eats? She puts like.
Blessings are those who need help. Not evil.
Like the containers of like olives and stuff like that. On
not
top.
Bad, like
and,
that
and like
Sahata.
Buddha?
Bullshit, Buddha.
That's the name of Buddha. That's what. Yeah, Kim apparently has read the texts of, you know, the Bible and the Buddha. What's the Buddha book?
I hate them.
She actually used to read that before she met me, and so I guess she knows the truth of who these
people
are. Because most people don't read the Bible who are Christian. Like, it's so insane. If you are a Christian, right, and you call yourself a Christian, but you don't even read the Bible, that's so insane. Like, you don't even know what you believe in, but you call yourself a Christian. That's so stupid. And so many people, like, they act as though they're part of the Christian majority in America, you know? Like, it's stupid. But those are normies. Like, that, I guess normies are...
If you read the Bible,
brain,
you know that they
not,
are so hypocrite
not like
and beast
mine,
the
you know?
Devil and beast demon. So therefore, it's good to know all of it and you put them together. their phones.
Like, if you like, normies don't feel guilty for...
They don't even got to bone them, they bone.
Normies don't feel guilty for being in disharmony, being in dissonance. Like that's an example of dissonance, like cognitive dissonance. Like,
you know,
if you're a
Mary,
Christian and you don't read the Bible, there's something wrong with that. Therefore, you should feel guilty, right? But they don't feel guilty because they feel good if they're doing what is popular. Seriously, like a normie, it doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what people do, but if it's popular, then it's good. Seriously. And it's right. It's good and right if a lot of people do it. But in my brain can't let me do that. Like, I can't just do something just because a lot of people do it. Like, I've questioned so many things. Like, I've questioned, like, why professional sports are even good. I mean, like, see, most people don't think about this. Like, right? I mean, why would you... And you can tell, too, you can tell that normies don't even question it at all, because they have, like, 100% belief and 100% enthusiasm. Like, they go to like, football games, you know? And they're, like, 100% immersed in it, 100% happy and joyful and enthusiastic. But I can't be that enthusiastic, because it doesn't make sense to me to be enthusiastic like that about a team of men who get paid millions of dollars to play, or if you're in college and they don't get paid to play, why should you be that enthusiastic about your team? It doesn't make sense to be that enthusiastic about that, you know, about guys bashing into each other. And it's violent, you know. But it is fun to watch sports, but it's like, at the same time, I can't 100% throw myself into it like normies do, you know. Like, normie, like, girls will go to, like, baseball games, and they'll have a jersey on. I mean, I've never bought a jersey in my life. I've never bought a sports jersey in my life. I have bought a baseball hat before, a couple of them, I think, or just one, I guess, like, one ever. Yes. I've only bought one baseball hat ever of a team. But, I don't know, girls go to these sports and they act as though they're a fan, but they're not even a fan. Because if you ask them about baseball, they can't explain. Only relatively small amount of females could explain, like the ones who actually play softball in high school, in college. Like, they obviously could tell you, but it just... It's wrong. When I see these things, I see that they're wrong. There's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with doing something that most people do or that's popular just because it's popular. Like a bandwagon fan, like wanting, like going to a Patriots game, an NFL, like the team that is winning, just because they're winning. Like in the 90s, the 49ers would win a lot. Like they would have 10 wins in each season, at least. I mean, that's what I remember. And I mean, they won the Super Bowl in 1995. I think, yeah, that's when I was 9 years old, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure, though, but it was on my birthday. It was on my birthday, January 29th. Super Bowl 29 was on January 29th. Am I right? I might be. But, 1995. And so the 49ers were good in the 80s and 90s, right? Yeah, because, you know, they won 5 Super Bowls. And so I guess it was fun to watch football because the 49ers were good. It was fun, but there's something wrong with stopping watching football if the 49ers lose. There's something wrong with just following a winner, you know? Because I don't want to follow a winner. And I don't want to stop following the winner when the winner loses. I want to be the actual winner, and I want people to follow me. But normies, it's so weird. Like, normies, it's such a weird phenomenon, because normies, like, what is this? Like, why would people... They act as though they're 100% enthusiastic about doing whatever is popular. Like, whatever is popular, they do it. It's crazy. Like, they go to these concerts. Like, you know that concert recently where people died of being trampled? That's insane. Like, why would you want to go to a concert that's jam-packed with people so tightly that people can't even breathe or whatever? And then, like, moshing? I didn't even know what moshing was until the other day, literally, like, 2 days ago. Like, 4-5 days ago. Because I watched videos on mosh pits. See, I've heard about mosh pits before, but I didn't know what they were. I didn't even know what they were. I thought it was like... I mean, like, you know, where when the singer, like, jumps into the crowd, like, people crowd surf, right? Like, that's one thing. Crowd surfing, right? But I don't know. I just didn't even know what a mosh pit was. I thought it was like where people jump up and down. And I don't know. I just never learned what a mosh pit was. That just seems so stupid. You know, isn't that stupid? And like, if people do illegal drugs, you know, I mean, that is not the way to be happy in life. See, no one knows. See, the reason, you know, I mean, there is, it does make sense to do all these things, whatever you want to do in life that gives you pleasure, because the truth is that I think it's difficult to create a relationship in which you can engage in making love with the person and in doing so experience incredible heavenly ecstasy that is similar to what you would experience if you were to do illegal drugs. Because people don't know about this. They don't know that when you have sex with someone who you've gotten to know insanely well and developed trust with, and if the girl's a virgin, because that's the only way it's possible, because if the girl's not a virgin, she's... I don't think that women, if they're not a virgin, can pair bond that enthusiastically. See, I believe when a girl's a virgin, and I'm going to explain.
Daniel,
see, when a woman's a virgin, right? Because two different virgins I was with cried when I broke up with them. And the rest of the women I've been with, which is 10 other women, I've been with 12 women in my life, did not cry when they broke up with me. They might have gotten angry, but they didn't cry, right? When they cry, that means they're super emotionally invested and enthusiastic about you. So, that's why the only way to make love truly is with a virgin. Because she's emotionally 100% invested in you and totally vulnerable. She's vulnerable. And that's when, if you're vulnerable and she's vulnerable, you combine, and then your emotion is super, it grows super, it's super powerful when you have sex. And it is literally heaven, and no one talks about this. No one has ever talked about this, ever, on the internet. Except I think maybe one time I saw a video where a guy was somewhat talking about this, like where he was talking about how it's way better when you get to know the person extremely well. But no one on the internet, even in forums, because in forums like an incels.is, what they talk about is they talk about like teen love. And if you didn't experience teen love, it's over. But they don't talk specifically about what it's like to have sex with a virgin girl who we've gotten to know extremely well. See, I never had sex when I was a teenager, but the girl who broke up with me was 19 years old, and I was 24, and or almost 25, and the other girl was 22 and was a virgin. And that's who I made love with. But the girl was 22, but she was a virgin. 100%. I mean, she was a vaginal virgin, truly. I don't know what, you know, she might have done other things with other guys, but she was a vaginal virgin. So, no one knows. First of all, this is what it is. Men are not enlightened. They're not educated about making love, first and foremost. Like, they don't even know what it is. They don't even know that there's a difference between having sex with casually with a woman, with a used woman, versus having... versus getting to know a virgin girl for months. Because I got to know the 22-year-old for 5 months before I had sex with her. So there's a difference between having sex with someone who you like, who you've seen, like you've gone out with like 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, right? Who's a woman who's already done this so many times, versus a virgin girl who you get to know for months. Then you get married. See, if you get married, that's even stronger. That's even hugely powerful. If the girl's a virgin, you know. And if you're a virgin too, I mean, it'd be better. But like the more pure the connection, the better. But also you have to take it into account if you're a man. If you're a virgin, and if you're young, and if you're inexperienced in life, that's like, that negates attraction, because you don't have a lot of experience. The only way to be attractive at a young age like that is like, I mean, that's why guys go on missions for 2 years in Mormon, in LDS, right? They go to different countries for 2 years, then they come back, right, to get experience, life experience. Then they are perceived as attractive by the females. And yeah, that's sexy, that's attractive, you know. That's the only way to be sexy, to be attractive. I mean, because if you're a boy who you don't have much experience at all, I mean, how can that be attractive? Seriously. See, that's why they make the boy, those 18-year-old boys go on a mission for 2 years. Seriously. They have to get experience, life experience, to become harder, to become tougher, to become experienced, more confident. My confidence right now, the way I'm speaking, is hard. You know, I'm hard right now. Am I hard? Am I tough? Am I confident? Am I like I have knowledge and confidence that a boy wouldn't have, you know? Right? I have thousands of dollars that I earned myself, but also in high school I had a job. But obviously my confidence now is way higher than before, and that's what women want, but they also want someone who's youthful and physically new and not old and raggedy and wrinkly and stuff like that. But men want a girl who's not hard, who's not experienced, who has not been exposed to men. So that's why it should be reasonable for older men to date virgin girls. You know, it all depends on what the girl truly wants, not what society tells her that she should want. Like, what is the truth of what women need, of what a female needs? Like, what does she actually want? Do they actually want an 18-year-old man, a 17-year-old boy, 18-year-old young man, 24-year-old young man, 30-year-old man, 35, 40, 50? What do they want? Do they want like a 50-year-old who's like a billionaire? Or do they want a 30-something-year-old who's like the best of both worlds, like me? Do they want a bad boy who is an alcoholic, drug dealer, and stuff like that? I mean, given, like, if the girl was raised in a good family, right, she probably won't want a bad boy. I mean, if she's raised properly. Because a bad boy is someone like someone who's in and out of jail, you know. Because you could be like a Marine, you could be in the military and have huge muscles and be masculine, but that's not a bad boy. A bad boy is someone who does illegal things. See, the best men are men who are masculine like that, but they're not. They don't do illegal things. But the truth, what men want is a virgin girl. But a virgin girl is going to be a virgin, you know, at age 12, 13. You know, she's going to be sexually mature by age 14, so she should get married at that age, at 14. But society doesn't acknowledge that. Society thinks that you're evil, that you're a pedophile, that you're an evil, but that's not even the definition of a pedophile. A pedophile is someone who is attracted to prepubescent people, which is 9 or younger for girls. So people at the media thinks that you're a and you're a bad person and just a malevolent person, but that's nothing could be further from the truth. See, there's nothing wrong with dating an underage girl whatsoever. If the girl wants to date you and the parents approve and the judge approves of the marriage and they get married and they have sex with her, even though she's 14 years old, because she's sexually mature, usually by age 14, therefore, it should be totally socially acceptable. But there's some force that has been messing with people, so that everyone feels awkward to do that, to live that lifestyle. It's insane. And then they mix in, like the media mixes in these cases of like the FLDS, where the leader supposedly abused underage girls and stuff like that, and boys, or just merely had sex with them without getting married, and which is illegal, and they mix in that, so it's confusing. But what if you do it the right way? What if you date someone by getting to know the girl extremely well, with the parents' permission, and no one hasn't, and
Why are you recording?
And I'm judge's permission, moves. And you get married.
It's moving over 2 hours, about 2 hours.
And that's how that's the good way to do it. But the media has mixed in all this negativity, so it has confused people. It just has confused people. So people like they automatically get emotionally triggered if they think about a teenager getting married. They think that it's wrong, but they've just been programmed because of all these abuses, all these, you know, statutory rape and all these things. They get mixed in with it. And it's gotten so bad that so many states have outlawed marriage until age 16. But still California, Wyoming, and other states, it is legal to get married at any age. And there's like no... There are literally like no public... There's no like public evidence of a teen girl getting married. It's like, it's never promoted at all. I mean, or am I wrong? Have there been some cases where they show their lifestyle? How they've lived over the past many years, and they have a lot of kids, and you know, they're successful. But one thing's for certain, in the Native American reservations, like in South Dakota, they have way higher rates of teen births. And I think it's because they get paid, like the parents get paid through the I don't know what it's called, like the extra money that is, you know, the revenue of the oil sales, because they own oil fields. The Native Americans own a lot of oil fields, I guess, and they can pay people to produce babies, to have kids in the Native American reservation. So they have a lot of teen births, which is substantially higher, way higher than everyone else. And, yeah, I don't know. So... It's just so crazy how people believe that it's wrong for teen girls or teen people, especially under 18, to engage in sexual activity whatsoever. It's only bad if an adult takes advantage of an underage person, because the underage person is too naive too uneducated and too inexperienced to know, you know, they don't have patience, they don't have as much foresight or whatever, they don't have as much ability to make a decision. But that's only if you get to know the underage person without the parent knowing, and then you take advantage, you know, you groom the underage person to, and you act as though everything's okay, what you're doing, and that there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, you know? But, because it is wrong, obviously, to not get the parents' permission. And just go, because, you know, they are too young to make a full decision, like to make a, you know, using all the, because they should consider all the options, you know. Are you actually the best possible man that the female can access, you know? Because if the girl has not thought that through, then you're going to have sex with her, and then you're going to take advantage of her really quickly without her thinking about the alternative, the options, the other men available in the world. Like, she could use the internet somehow, she could travel to a different location to access better men. But if you don't tell her about that and you take advantage and you don't talk to the parent, and then you're going to use her immaturity, you know, you're going to take advantage of her, you know, because you're not the best man she could access. And so you're going to have sex with her and you're going to take her virginity, and then she's not going to have her virginity. And the truth is that that's insanely valuable. And that's why people are offended by this situation, you know, because they want their daughter to, although no one talks like this, they never even say exactly what they're talking about, but they want their girl to be a virgin and sell herself to the highest value man possible. So if you're obviously not high value, then that's inappropriate. And you're taking advantage, they call that taking advantage. Because it is, I mean, because the girl should have, she should expose herself to the best man possible. And the parents should protect her from anything bad happening to her, but they're too lazy to do that, and so that's why it happens. That's why adults take advantage of underage girls, because the parents are too lazy to protect the girls, and then they don't have the courage to like, so many parents are lazy, and like they don't even try to parent and discipline their kids, and it's like wrong to tell your kids what to do and some of that, and a lot of they probably think that. Like, they let their underage girls wear yoga pants and expose their entire legs and butt and stuff like that. And it's ridiculous, but... Yeah, there's nothing wrong with marrying. Because when you marry, you have to get the parents' permission and the judge's permission. So if the judge approves and the... the parent approves, then the girl approves, then why is that bad? So crazy. Like, if you even talk about this, people act as though it's wrong, like without even thinking about it. They think that it's wrong if I say, if this, they don't even like listen to it at all. It's stupid. So crazy. People are so far programmed from a moral lifestyle. It's just so crazy. People are so dysfunctional. What is functional is if people eat whole plant foods, and if a man earns a consistent income to provide to a virgin girl and get married. He gets married to her and he produces babies with her. Because producing babies makes you happy in life. Making love with a virgin girl who was a virgin with you, and being cooperative, because you have the advantage of the girl's mental, emotional passion for you, because she's a virgin, then you're cooperative, and then you're like, you're cooperating to produce a family together, enthusiastically. Unlike an adult relationship where the woman has already had sex with so many guys, and then, so it's like a business contract, just like a business, you know, like celebrities, how celebrities get married. And, I mean, who would want to marry a celebrity woman who has already had other husbands or other, I mean, it's stupid, it's so crazy. But it's probably just for show, and it's not real. They just do it to get more popular and get more attention. Because why would you marry, like, a 30-something, if you're, like, 30-something years old and you're a celebrity, like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, why would you marry, like, why would he marry his wife, who's, like, 38 years old or whatever, when he was, like, 45 or, I don't know, something like that? It doesn't make sense. The things that matter in life are marrying a virgin girl and making love with her and living with her in a house in a good location that is totally safe, like a gated community, ideally, where you can literally engage in 100% unrestricted sexual activity, making love without fear of anyone stopping you, you know, meaning you own the girl. I mean, that's what it feels like. Like, this is your woman, and she wants you. You are her man, and so that, and you're cooperating 100% harmoniously to produce babies and to raise babies in the best way possible. That's what you want in life. And then supposedly when the woman gives birth, if the woman eats a whole plant foods diet, the birth is supposed to be extremely easy because the baby is only going to be between 5 and 7 pounds, but no larger. So that makes the birth insanely easy compared to what the media portrays as, which is a medical emergency. And 1 out of 3 women have to give birth by way of cesarean section. But that's because they need a huge amount of animal protein, which overstimulates the growth rate of the body, of the baby, the developing fetus. So it fails to progress out of the body harmoniously. Because it's too big. Because it's 7 pounds on average. Not 7 pounds at the most. So, and then when a baby is born, it's a super emotional, magical experience for the woman. And then it is also a magical experience for the man. And someone told me in person, this truck driver told me in person that, and by the way, I wasn't talking about this with him. He was just talking about his kids, and he like brought it up. It wasn't because I brought it up, it was because he brought it up, because he was just talking about his kids. Like, he probably asked me if I had kids, and I probably said no, and he probably said, oh man, like, I have six. He eventually said that he had 6 kids, but he said, oh, like, it's like, I can't remember what he said, but he said that it was like magical, like it was the best thing in the world. It's the best thing in the world to hold a baby, your baby, and just to hear and to feel it breathe. That's what he said. That was a significant, that's like one of the most, the best things that happened to me when I was working. Like, that's the most important thing, other than the older van driver who told me about, he was like 74 years old, he's told me about Europe, how it's common for people to eat soup. He said people go to the farmers markets every single day to get fresh vegetables, and they make soup, and they also get bread every single day, or they make their own bread. And he said soup is popular. I mean, if soup is popular, that's the same thing as what I'm saying about, like, how normies do whatever's popular, right? So what if normies thought that giving birth was popular, like me? See, I believe that... See, I've pieced together all these things over many years because I've seen different videos, and I've just thought about things. And I've come to the conclusion that this is what should be. But normies don't think, they just do what's popular right now. So they're not going to do what I'm saying on their own. They're just going to do it if it's popular. So somehow we have to create society, we have to make society start to live this lifestyle. And then once it gets popular, then the normies will jump in, and then they'll do it also because they only do what's popular. So right now, what's popular is women, I guess what's popular now is women just going online dating. They have sex. Virginity does not matter at all. Like relationships don't matter at all. Marriage doesn't matter at all. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, being in a relationship doesn't matter. Marriage doesn't matter. Producing kids doesn't matter. It's not important in life. It's not important to make love. It's not important to produce babies, to give birth. It's not, they don't talk about that it's heavenly ecstasy. They don't talk about that making love is heavenly ecstasy. They don't talk about that pizza damages the arteries. They don't talk about how soda damages the arteries. They don't talk about how fried chicken damages the arteries. They don't talk about how it causes cancer. They don't talk about how protein causes prostate enlargement. They don't talk about how it causes erectile dysfunction. You know, things are just totally messed up. But the main thing in life, seriously, the how to live a happy life is to get a virgin wife. Seriously, because they can't pair bond. It's very simple. Like, once a woman has sex with so many different men, I mean, even one, she is just damaged. It's just very simple. So therefore, you want a virgin. You want a new, fresh, pure. And there are purity balls, these dances, where the fathers dance with the daughters, ages 12 to 18 or something like that, in South Dakota and like Lubbock, Texas. I saw a video about that, and there's so many places in South Dakota, because South Dakota has the Abstinence Clearinghouse, and which promotes virginity until marriage. So simple. And they don't specify when you should get married either. But in South Dakota, you cannot even get married until you're age 16. So that's why Wyoming is better. That's why California is better. But California sucks right now. I mean, it's just stupid. I mean, the only reason I'm here is because Kim is... Kim is like happy, just in the moment. Like, Kim is in the moment more, and she doesn't really think about the alternatives, like how life could be better. And she loves watching movies, and she loves just going to whatever restaurants that she sees around here. So Kim wants to stay here, and Kim doesn't acknowledge that Skid Row and its toxic, insanely stupid location to live in, destructive location. So that's why I'm still here. Because Kim is my family. We are family, right?
Friend family.
Friend family?
Friend.
Family friends? Huh?
Friend.
Good friends?
Friend family.
More than just a friend?
When we're mad, we're friend only, okay?
When we're mad together, we're only friends?
If we talk on the phone so many hours, I'm trying to watch scary movies.
Yeah, Kim thinks that the movie is actually what actually happened in real life trillions of years ago, right? Is this what happened trillions of years ago in the movie?
Yeah.
See, I know Kim pretty well. Recently? Oh, yeah? 20 or 30 years ago. Yeah, see, Kim really believes that the movie is actually real life. What happened in the past. So it's important. So it's like information. But I'm different, though. I don't care about movies at all. I don't care about Harry Potter at all. Harry Potter and stupid movies like that are meaningless to me. They're actually negatively, like, they're negative. They're so violent, and it's wrong. They're toxic. Movies are toxic in general, and so that's why I'm planning a an exodus from screens, from watching. You make what? I make you want to eat olives. An exodus from screens and from smartphones, tablets, desktop computers, laptops, TVs. Right? There are five different devices, right? TVs, desktop computers, laptop computers, tablets, and smartphones. Basically. That bog down people super much and prevent you from living the best life possible. It's very simple. Grow fruits and vegetables, eat the freshest fruits and vegetables, live in a peaceful location where there's clean air and it's peaceful and there's fewer people and you're at ease and you have a house and you have land and you grow fruits and vegetables and your neighbors also grow fruits and vegetables and your neighbors are also healthy and happy and they should ideally also have the same lifestyle, you know, where they believe in reproduction, marriage, reproduction, virginity, and all that, you know. See, I have been at odds with my society wherever I am in my life. You know, I have never tried alcohol in my life, but I used to go to bars and I never drank anything. Not even water, pretty much. I mean, sometimes I did, I didn't want to, because if you get water from a bartender, wouldn't you feel like you have to tip something, right? I don't know. Because I feel guilty if I go to a bar and I just get water for free. Like one time I went to Starbucks and I got water for free, and it was the same thing. Like they said it was free, but it's like, why should I get to go to a Starbucks every single day? So you're telling me I can just go here whenever I want and you'll get me free water every single day? That doesn't make sense. That just doesn't seem right. But they're assuming that you're going to buy something and they're going to give you free water, I guess. But what if you don't? What if you just get water, you know? It doesn't make sense. So, it doesn't make sense, like, no pun intended, you know, that's a pun, like, it doesn't make sense for them, you know. So, what we have to do is that we're just so messed up, society is so messed up that we're just, everything's messed up, you know. Not everything, I mean, like, it's good how we have grocery stores, we have all these choices, but it's pretty basically messed up because farmers market, I mean, at least there's farmers markets where there's farmers who actually sell what they grow. And they sell vegetables, you know. The other day, like last week, I mean, we went to this farmers market in Santa Clarita, California, which is one of the, it's like the 13th safest city that's above 150,000 people. And, something like that, and they had all these vegetables at this one vendor. They had so many vegetables, it was beautiful, but I just wasn't hungry at that time. I didn't feel that good because I was eating all this wheat cereal. Wheat causes leaky gut because of the gluten. So what we're trying to say is that what are we trying to say? We're trying to say that the environment in which you live is toxic because it's set up for destruction. Because no one helps you get married. No one promotes virgin underage girls getting married. I mean, on average, but the purity balls, that's an exception. And that's why that's a great place. Because they're actually promoting virginity until marriage. They're asking the girl to, like, sign a contract each year. Like, do one purity ball per year and, like, promise to remain virgin until marriage. That's a very good location. And that's why I want to go to South Dakota, because, I mean, but I lost interest because, the reason I lost interest is because they voted in favor of marijuana, 100%. I mean, recreationally and medically and recreationally, but then it was like struck down so that they legalized only medically. So now it is medically legal to smoke weed. You know, and I disagree with that. But in Wyoming, it is illegal to smoke weed, 100%. And in Texas, Wyoming, it is legal to marry a minor of any age. That's why Wyoming is superior. Wyoming is better than California, but California just has so many people that there's so many people in California. There's so many white people in certain locations. Like in Orange County, there's probably so many good-looking white girls. There's just probably so many small places that are, I mean, there's so many, you know, in California, there's probably small kind of communities, I don't know, just, you have to find, because what if they don't use the internet, you know, what if they're like Amish communities? But life in general is very frustrating for me and the average man, because it's just crazy. There's no marriage, there's no virgin marriages, right? There's no promotion of marriage. It's so crazy. Why wouldn't a girl want to get married to a high value man? See, it's just because they can't overtly, like publicly, get married to an adult man. It's like taboo. It's taboo for a 14-year-old girl, 15, 16, 17, to conspicuously be introduced to adult men over 18. It's like, for some reason, they don't want to expose their kid to guys that are over 18. It's like wrong to help your underage girl have sex at all. But the truth is, that is what you need to do in life. Like, you need to help your virgin girl have sex in the context of marriage, because that's what makes people happy. That's what makes a sexually developed person happy. A 14-year-old girl gets married to the best man possible and then has sex and produces babies, makes love and produces babies. That's what makes people happy. See, people don't know about this. Like, they don't think like that. They don't believe that in this. It's not part of people's thinking. They don't think, okay, all I have to do is get married to a great man and I can attract a great man if I'm a virgin. So I'm going to save my virginity until I can find the best man that I can ever attract. Because if I wait until I'm like 23 years old and I'm still a virgin, that will be too old to attract the best man, because the best man wants someone who's even young, who wants someone who's 14 probably. I mean, that's what they want, but they, like, men haven't come to that realization. Men haven't realized that they actually want a 14-year-old. You know, they can't move past that mentally. It's like you're blocked from even thinking about that because you're afraid of what other people think. You're afraid that people think that you're a pedophile and stuff like that. But the truth is, no, that's twist off, right? Twist off. See, one time when I was working at this convenience store, this guy tried to pry off this apple cider. It was in a glass bottle and it was a twist off cap, and the guy tried to pry it off with like a bottle opener, and then it like cracked, totally like shattered the top just like the top of it, but like cracked so much and crumbled like the top of it. So then he's like, oh, can I get another one? And then I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, you know? Because that's messed up. Why would a manufacturer a bottle that you have to twist off, but it looks like the like a beer bottle cap that you pry off? It's stupid, you know? So understand what has been going through my mind for all these years. Since late 2015, I started to realize that polygamy was natural, and that I decided in this time of year in 2015, so it's 6 years ago, right? I came to the realization that I wanted to create a family with three women. I envisioned it in my mind, like I lay in bed like this, and I didn't have the internet, and I was just imagining it, like, what do I want? Because what happened was I read this book by John Assaraf, who was in The Secret, that documentary that was really popular, The Law of Attraction, you know, and I read the book from the library, and I got it from the public library, and what did he do? He said that if you wave a magic wand and decide what you want, as though you could wave a magic wand and get whatever you want, and you can do whatever you want, and there's no limits. There's no limits at all to what you want, or to what you can get, what you actually can get, right? What would you decide to do with your life if you could do whatever you want, right? And what I decided was I created in my mind a house where I used to live in West Petaluma, which is in the country, which has clean air, which has grass around, trees around. And I envisioned living in a house, because we used to live in a mobile home, right? And I envisioned having a house on that location. And in the house, three women all in perfect harmony, producing meals, you know, managing the household. But then, shortly after I came up with this harmoniously cooperative polygamous family, and by the way, it's a family where each woman loves the situation. They actually love living in this family. And the truth is that actually is real in life. Like, I've done research over time, and women actually do say that they enjoy the family, and they would rather do that than not. And they would rather live that way. So then later I came up with this realization that you should produce as many babies as possible, or just without restriction. And then I expanded it to that you can attract as many women as you want, not just three. See, I put three because that seems like realistic, right? But you don't want just three. You want as many as you actually desire to want to attract, you know? And then I came up with... Then later I came up with, which was like years later, in like 2018, I finally came up with the marriage thing, where you can actually marry an underage girl legally, right? And you can also attract girls who are 16, right? So I came up with that, so you can attract young as you want, as young as legally you can, right? So you can attract, you can get married to one, you can be married to a 14-year-old, and you can attract other 16-year-olds, and they could divorce the 14-year-old, and they can marry another 14-year-old, and stuff like that, right? But the first 14-year-old would have to become 16-year-old for you to keep having sex with her legally, unless you live in the state of Indiana, which it's legal to have sex with an underage girl if she's divorced. But that's only in Indiana. But, so you could get married for to the 14-year-old for 2 years, then divorce her, then get married to another one when she's 14, then 2 years later, then divorce her, then get to another, you know, like that. But what I'm trying to say is that lifestyle is what you should do, but it's only possible to do that if you're motivated to actually do it, and you're going to be motivated to do it only if you're not addicted to alcohol. Because the reason why women don't care about this, and everyone's all messed up, is because they're addicted to caffeine, refined sugar, refined grains, MSG, weed. That's another reason. Like, people are just totally, they don't care about sex, because they just blast their brain, and they just don't care about it, and they think you're a weirdo if you care about sex this much. Like, if you're fanatic about it like that, like you're a pervert or something like that. But the truth is that they are a pervert, and you're actually on track, because you're living a healthy lifestyle where you're not damaging your body, you're not introducing a toxin into your body. It's ridiculous to ingest a toxin of alcohol, THC, whatever, marijuana, illegal drugs, psychiatric medication, drugs, you know, refined sugar, refined carbs, oil, you know, vegetable oils, all these different oils that are toxic to the body, to the arteries. So the right path is to be passionate about sexual activity and marriage and producing babies and raising babies and being with babies and holding babies and playing with babies and stuff like that. That's what you're supposed to do. But the phone, the smartphone, makes you addicted. It makes you so stimulated by the smartphone that you lose, you're not as attentive to everything else. You undermine your ability to focus on raising your own kids, paying attention to your own kids. You need to focus. Just how these gurus like Simon Sinek and David Goggins, you know, how they talk about discipline, like Jocko Willink, how they talk about discipline. Well, you need to be disciplined, and you need to focus. You need to exclude all the junk food, the drugs, the internet, the screens. And then once you're living in a lifestyle that you don't have all those things, then you will naturally focus on marriage, sexual activity, reproduction, and raising children. And you're not going to damage your body at all in the process. And that's the best life. It's so simple, but it's so hard to get away from all the stimulation of living in a big city, of, you know, when you go to a grocery store, they sell junk food. It's stupid, you know? But I think what you have to do is you have to just decide to never go to grocery stores ever again, and never go to restaurants ever again. Just never go to restaurants, never go to grocery stores, because they sell junk. There's so much junk that's sold there, it's ridiculous. So much alcohol. I mean, why would you put yourself... See, I've never thought of this way until now, but, you know, most people, obviously, they avoid Skid Row because Skid Row is homeless people, right? So that's insane to live near Skid Row, you know? So people don't live here, but have you ever thought of going to grocery stores? How grocery stores sell so much wine and alcohol, beer, wine, cigarettes. It's ridiculous. And all these cookies, ice cream, chip, It's just totally inappropriate. So why would you ever live in a location that has a grocery store there? It's toxic. It's like living near Twin Towers, the largest mentally ill jail in the world. It's like living near Skid Row, where there's drug dealers. There's people asking you, unfortunately not aggressively, not very aggressively at all, ever, but they say, weed, 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 or they say, cabbie, 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 Shiva, 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 or whatever, you know? I don't know what those things are, but they're trying to sell drugs. They're trying to introduce you to drugs. And there's so much cigarette smoke. There's so many people who smoke cigarettes around downtown LA. It's stupid. There's so many crazy schizophrenic people who are walking around. There's so many people just hanging around. So it's such a joke. It's such a joke because when I was growing up, I never was offered drugs in my life by any kid ever. Until I went to bars one time when I was like 23, and this kid who I went to school with before, but I didn't really know him much at all, but I knew that he went to the same high school, but he's like, oh, you want to like do pure caffeine? Like, do you want to snort pure caffeine or something like that? But I don't think, no one ever offered me drugs, ever. And so when I see people hanging out, like, and they're on the streets, and they're like sitting around on the sidewalk, and they're just sitting around, it's insane. It's just so insane to me. Like, it's such a joke to me. But I was homeless, understand, for like 8 days. Actually, like 14 days, because six of the days, this 79-year-old man, he was like hunting for me and guys like me in Skid Row. He was trying to help people. Well, he said he was lonely and he was trying to help people. He was trying to help guys. Like, he just wanted like companionship. But he was like going insane. I guess he was like senile. He was like going in like crazy. He was like crazy because he invited me into the Bonaventure high-rise hotel building, right, for 6 nights. I stayed there for 6 nights. The first night, the first morning when I was in Skid Row, he saw me in the homeless shelter in the lobby, and I was sitting down and I was like falling asleep, and he saw me, and then he gave me like a business card, and then I guess I went there later, and then whatever, I was in there for 6 nights. And I guess I went into the lobby of the Bonaventure, and then I talked to the receptionist, and then they called him. It was weird because he like told me, oh yeah, like call me and stuff like that. So then it was weird when I went there, I didn't believe that it was that easy. Like, it was weird. I didn't believe that he would actually, it's weird. Like, I don't know why, like, why wouldn't I believe this? But when I went there, I didn't believe that it would actually work. It's stupid. Like, why would I not believe that, you know? But whatever. Like, I slept in his bed, king-size bed, right? With the guy. But he was, like, going crazy. He was like, aah! Like, he was, like, it was weird. He was, like, insanely stressed out. It was weird. So, I don't know, maybe that guy was gay, but he didn't say it. I don't know. He didn't seem gay, but he it's like, that's a gay, you know? That seems gay, because it was weird, but because he was watching just for like a few minutes, like he was scrolling, like changing the channels, and it was on like HBO or something like that, and there was like this gay like porn documentary like talking about how the gay for pay. It was weird. And I don't know, it's just like but he was saying, I don't know, he said he was married before, like he had a wife before. I don't know. But he took me to the Subway sandwich place, and he's like, no drink! He's like, no drink! And he's like, stressed out, like, I don't know, it's weird. But he didn't want to buy me a drink, you know, we got like a sandwich and chips, but no drink. That was cool. And then I helped him on the Amtrak, get on the Amtrak train. And then I got trapped on the train because the train left before I could get off. And then, I just got on the next stop. I got off and then I got on the other train, and the conductor, like, I mean, he like wrote me a pass or whatever, I don't know, but for the next 8 days after that, I was on the streets and I slept on the beach. I slept on the beach in Venice Beach. And that was before there were all these homeless people camping on the beach. There were people, I swear, there were on Venice Beach, like on the boardwalk type of area, like the where all the stores are and stuff. There were many homeless people, but there were no tents. But there weren't that many homeless people. They're like scattered, like sleeping on the street or whatever. But and I slept on the beach underneath this tent one time. That was not a tent. It was a tent, but it was not constructed. It was totally flat, right? It was like a sleeping bag or whatever. But with this Jamaican guy, and then this helicopter was like like above us, right, shining down its light. It was crazy. The guy's like, go, 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 like, get out of, like, we gotta go, right? Because the helicopter was shining its light at us, you know? Because technically you weren't supposed to sleep on the beach. But that guy was like paranoid, dude. That guy was like crazy. Because he was like, like this police car went down the street in the morning at like 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning or whatever. And it like zoomed, it like went down the street, right? Super fast. And then this guy was like talking about how that car did that. And he was like talking about how to this Starbucks barista. We went to Starbucks and he was talking to the barista about that. About the how the car was doing that. Like he was like super, like it was like thrilling to him, or like he was like enthusiastic about it. Enthusiastic but also like scared of it. It was weird. And the helicopter too, he was like exaggeratingly scared of the helicopter also. But I was on the beach for 3 nights. One of the nights I slept against like one of those bicycle shelter thing, like the bike repairs business shelter thing, you know. And so the waves were right there, you know, I was on the beach, you know. And then when I woke up in the morning, people were like walking by on the path, like right next to me, pretty much. No one disturbed me at all. I mean, you know, when I slept, and another night I slept on the beach, like with other guys, like around this, the pier area, one of the piers, no one messed with me or anything when I was sleeping, you know, just, I pretty much like slept like well, you know, throughout the night. Because the weather is like perfect. So, what am I trying to say? Like, see, the reason why I was homeless is because I was unhealthy, because I had this problem with food allergies. Corn and wheat, which makes me depressed and inflamed. So, yeah. So that was stressful, but it's just a waste of time. Like all these, like I've gone to homeless shelters so many times for food, and it's crazy how I used to go to homeless shelters. Like, I have not gone to a homeless shelter for food since last year. April, March 29th or something like that, last year, was the last time when I ever went to a homeless shelter or any type of homeless giveaway. Yeah, it's just stupid, you know? But if you live in a safe location, which is where you don't have, where people don't even think about food stamps, they don't think about Section 8, and if you're healthy, then what you need to do in life is marry a virgin girl. And isn't that obvious? I mean, that's what it used to be, right? A long time ago, like, that's what people used to do. But nowadays, it seems we've been programmed, you know, people have been programmed that you're supposed to be monogamous. Like, if you marry someone, you have to be monogamous. See, in the Bible, it says that if a woman is married and she cheats on a man, like she has sex with someone else when she's married, that's adultery. But if a man has sex with another woman when he's married, it's not adultery. So, it's evil. Because polygamy is natural. It's built in naturally into men. So simple. And women should not, women should be content with one man. Especially because if they know that if they break up with that one man, that if they try to market themselves to other men, they're going to be extremely limited. Because they're not a virgin. So, see, what we need to do is, I've been talking about the same thing for so many years, pretty much. Like, I have not advanced what I'm talking about much at all. I've only made, like, that advancement tonight about how you need to get away from grocery stores, because it's, like, the same thing as being near drug dealers and Skid Row and jails and stuff like that. That's all the advancements I've made in the past year. Like, I don't even talk about anything new, because it's the same, you know? Like, nothing has changed. Like, it's very simple. You live in a gated community in a safe location. Because supposedly, if you live in a gated community, then it's 100% isolated from like bad people, any bad, like for example, if you live in a gated community, you could supposedly let your kids play in the streets, you know? And what if you lived in a gated community that's huge, that has like a lot of land, a lot of, just a huge amount of land and just different things to do in it, right? Like, what if a location is 100% crime-free, 100% child molester, predator-free, right? Like, you don't want to be around bad people. So, because that's what people worry about these days. Like, they don't want to let their kids go outside. They don't want to encourage their kids to go outside and ride their bicycle around the city and stuff like that because there's so many bad people. Obviously, like, no one... You never see kids, like, ride their bike. Like, you never see, like, a 10-year-old kid ride a bicycle around downtown LA. It never happens. I've never seen, like, a kid by himself or any kids, like, ride bicycles around downtown LA. It never happens. Only kids who are probably, like 14 or, like, 15. Like, boys who have skateboards, probably, I guess. But, yeah, so, even though there are many kids in nearby who are Latino, who go to, there's schools, because they have their own neighborhoods, and they, you know, and, I don't know. So, it's very simple. If you live in a gated community, in a peaceful location, and get a house, you know, and have access to the freshest organic whole plant foods every single day. Grow your own. And in addition to that, you have to live around other people who also are living a similar lifestyle. Because if the other people are way different from you, like that, you're not going to be happy, you know? Like, if you produced children, and then you had neighbors who also produced children, and then later in life, your kids get married to their kids, I mean, that would be fun, I think. Because what if you could have backyard barbecues, or front yard barbecues, and you cook up meals, and there's all these kids playing in the streets and stuff, and you just interact with your neighbors, you know, freely and happily, you know? Because we need to look up, understand, because on happierabroad.com/forum, there is this one thread, this one post, where this guy talks about how in the 90s and 80s, he used to remember how kids used to, like, go outside and play all the time, because it was before the internet. People used to play outside all the time. We need to introduce, like, what life used to be like before the internet and before cable TV. Because we need to introduce and have it at the forefront of people's minds so that they can envision a better life. Like, you know, because when you don't have the internet, you're way happier because you're not overstimulated. So you're way more, you're in a state of positive emotion. Like, I don't think about this, but very often, but right now I'm thinking about how I used to go to a swimming pool, not very often whatsoever, but we used to go to a gym. There's this gym that has a swimming pool. We used to go to this gym. Like, we used to walk to this gym, which was like a like a quarter mile away. It was a gym, and we went to this gym on Sundays. And we used to play in the, we used to go swimming, you know? And with my dad, because my mom would stay home, because my mom stayed home with my sister, I guess. My sister was like a baby, but we went to the, we went there on Sundays regularly, and we also sometimes went to this pool that was in our neighborhood, because we had this, we lived in a neighborhood where it had a swimming pool, because every neighborhood in Rohnert Park has, because I used to live in Rohnert Park when I was 6 and 7, but then we moved to Petaluma. And then after that, we moved back to Rohnert Park. But in Rohnert Park, there's sections. There's A section, B section, C section, D section, E section, F section, G section, H section. And there's like M section and like S section. I don't know. But there's different sections, and there's a school. Seemingly in every section, there's a school, and there's a swimming pool in the A section, but it like closed. There's a swimming pool in the B section, and that's the one I'm talking about, and that's where we live. And there's the one in L section, because it's called Ladybug Park, I guess, and it has, so there's not a swimming pool in every single section, but there's, I think, I don't know, but Rohnert Park has all these parks, right? There's like a park in every section, you know, and so there's houses, there's a park, there's a school, and there's a swimming pool in a lot of them, but, and it's like going to this swimming pool was like so fun, like you don't even know how fun it was, because people don't know how fun it was, because if you're addicted to the internet right now, if you're addicted to the internet, you can't, you don't know how fun it is to like even just go swimming, because you're overstimulated, so everything is boring to you, life is boring because you're overstimulated. But before the internet, and by the way, I mean, we didn't watch TV much at all, but I had video games. I did have video games, so that probably messed me up too a little bit, but significantly. But I mean, definitely did, because the less electronics you have, the more you're gonna be motivated to go outside, you know. And that's why people say, like in that happierabroad.com/forum post, how people in the 80s, 90s, they used to go outside all the time. Seriously, like you, I mean, if you did not have the internet, if you did not have TV, if you did not have movies, because we didn't have that's another one. We did not have a VCR, a tape player, you know, because before DVDs, there was VCR, right? VHS tapes, right? We didn't have that. It was expensive. So we had antenna, because like everyone had, if you had a TV, then you had an antenna, because it's free TV, right? But probably a lot of people had cable TV. But we didn't have cable TV for a lot of time in my childhood. And when we did not, I think I did very well in school, like second grade, third grade, fourth grade. For like 3 years, we didn't have cable TV. It seemed like more than that, but I don't know. But a main thing was we didn't have a VHS player, because that's another source of stimulation, right? But I did have video games. I did have Nintendo when I was 6 years old. And I think we did have cable TV. But it was weird. Like, I didn't watch cable TV. I did watch cable TV when I came home from kindergarten at like 12 p.m., I think. I watched Nick Jr. But I don't agree with TV. You know, like, it's better to go outside, right? It's better to be outside, you know? But I was super physically active. But I would have been even more physically active if I didn't have video games, if I didn't have TV. But what I'm trying to say is that I believe that a lifestyle is way better if you don't have electronics like that, you know? You don't have screens, you don't have... You know, you're not sitting and watching TV or watching, you're on a smartphone or watching movies or playing video games. Being outdoors and riding bicycles and, you know, even like creating a barbecue, like starting a barbecue, a fire in a barbecue. That is something I almost have never done in my life. I did do that out of my own volition one time in my life. But my dad, we did have barbecues sometimes where we would cook, you know, like hamburgers or hot dogs and hamburgers. And it was very elaborate. Like we had... tomato, we had a lot of things, you know, we had mayonnaise, mustard, tomatoes, lettuce, pickles, chips, we had a picnic table, we had, you know, that was great, you know, to have that, to do that, you know, onions, American cheese, yeah. But it was stupid because we never, ever invited any of our neighbors to ever come over to hang out with us, you know? It's weird, you know? It's like we perceived everyone else to be, like, dangerous or something. Or, like, not interested in us at all whatsoever. And, like, weird, like, they're, like, weird compared to us. And, like, not... have anything in common with us. It's weird. Because how could you not have anything in common with your neighbors if you live in a good location like that, you know? But the truth is that if a person drinks caffeine and alcohol, and you know, they're not going to be interested. If people overstimulate their brain, they're not going to be interested. Because the reason why people went outside and had barbecues and kids are playing outside all the time and adults would hang out with other, like, have, like, parties, you know, like they would socialize is because they're just, they don't have the internet, you know. They have cable TV and stuff like that. So they're motivated to actually talk to real people. But on YouTube, you can just look up a video of how to do anything or just information about anything. You can get information from any person who has made a video on it instead of talking to a person. Oh, have you ever heard about this? Or have you ever been there? Oh, you've been to, like, if your neighbor was like a Vietnam vet or something like that, he's been to Vietnam, so he could tell you all about Vietnam or something like that, right? So, but nowadays, we just look up videos about Vietnam and stuff like that, you know? Navigator, which way is home? Lost? No, that's not my car. Yeah, and I think our neighbor in Rohnert Park, oh yeah, our other neighbor, I was singing in a tree. And then the neighbor was like, shut up. You know? And then, so that's why we moved out of there and got the land, the 2.25 acres in Petaluma. I mean, west of Petaluma. And the other neighbor, I remember they had a lot of beer cans, I think. They had like a huge amount of, like mountain of beer cans. So, there's toxic people. So, yeah, it's weird, you know? And it was racially diverse, like, in my kindergarten class and first grade, was like, everyone was white, except there was this one kid, I think, who was probably like, kind of like, maybe like half Asian, and there was this one kid who was black, but everyone else was white. But then, like 10 years later, everyone was like Mexican. It's crazy. Because in the 90s, was there a lot of immigration? Because when Bill Clinton became president, like they allowed so many people to immigrate so quickly. Because I noticed in the mid 90s that at every fast food restaurant, they were Mexican. You know, like everyone who's at a fast food restaurant who's working there is Mexican. It's weird, you know? And now, supposedly Biden is allowing all these thousands, I don't know how many people, but... And they're sanctuary cities, you know, so... It's just messed up because the illegal immigrants and just... I don't know, like, because when you legally immigrate, you have to, like, take a test at least to prove they have knowledge and that you're going to assimilate into the society, like you're going to join society. But with these Mexicans, these Latino people, these people do not assimilate. It's clear 100% that they have their own communities that are distinct from the normal society. Because one thing is that they speak Spanish and they don't want to learn English. They don't speak English. I mean, actually, a lot of them do speak English and Spanish, but a lot of people don't speak English. Like they confidently speak Spanish. They don't even, because if they wouldn't be confident in speaking Spanish. Like if they were had to assimilate, they would try to speak, because they would be proud actually to speak English. They would want to. They would feel that it was their duty to speak English. And that it would be wrong to speak Spanish. And that it's wrong to have like Spanish instructions being read to you you know, in different, like on the bus or whatever, like different places, public places where they speak Spanish, you know, they read Spanish instructions, you know. It just doesn't make sense how you don't have to assimilate. You don't have to join the status quo, like the present culture, the present society. You can bring your own society into the United States and live exactly how you used to live back at home in your home country, but now you can live in the United States, independent and totally disconnected from the United States people who are already there. It just messed up, you know? Because these people don't respect the people who are already here. They don't smile at you. They don't they don't talk to you. They don't speak the same language. It's stupid, you know? It's very stupid. But, yeah, because, I mean, if someone's a different race than you, but they speak the same language as you, and they know about the same things that you know about, like, pretty much, like, in general, like, they participate in the same lifestyle as you, then there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. There's something wrong with how certain places that are dominant in black people or dominant in Latino people or both, and if they have a low number of white people and Asian people, the truth is that those locations are dominated by crime, like they have a high crime rate. So it makes you think that if someone's Mexican or Latino or black, then because they're black or Latino, it causes them to be criminals. And therefore, you should avoid all people who are African or Latino. But I don't know. I'm not confident about that, but... I don't know. I don't know. Like it's hard to. Like I don't want to. I do not want to be racist. You know, I don't want to say that one. That if you're black, then you're like inferior. If you're Latino, you're inferior, and that's what you're destined to do. Like you're destined to be poor, destined to be dysfunctional. You can't. Be part of other races, white people and Asian people. You can't, but it is weird though, how, like, why is it true though? Why is it true that black people, there's so much crime? Like, there's so much black on black crime, murders, black on black people, it is just way disproportionate. Like, there's so much more crime, you know, in black communities and Latino, like South Central Los Angeles and stuff like that, like South Los Angeles, East Los Angeles. There's so many Latino people, and it's generally a degenerate society vibe, and it's not prosperous, you know. What's prosperous is cleanliness, orderliness, lack of trash, lack of rats, lack of homeless people, lack of, you know, where people follow the traffic signals, the laws, it's true, though, because if you go to Skid Row, right, there's a lot of black people, right, and there's a lot of trash, and there's a lot of rats, so you associate that black people are degenerate, you know, but is that true, though? Just because you're black, does that mean you're degenerate? But there's people like Barack Obama who are, you know, obviously there's people in, you know, there's, like, people who are running for Congress, like, there's that one man who has a radio show. I mean, obviously the one who ran against Gavin Newsom just recently, Larry Elder, but there's also the other one who ran against Maxine Waters for South Central, the congressional seat. I mean, obviously there's successful black people. But the truth is that if you're black, it may be that you're more susceptible. They might be more susceptible, you know? Because just how I'm talking about normies, right? Like, normie people, their brain is messed up. Like, they're not, They don't have willpower to avoid doing bad things. They do bad things if they're popular. So maybe black people in general, their brain isn't capable of thinking outside the box as much as white people. Because I think white people and white Asian people, like Japanese people, are, they think outside the box. There's way more people who are like inventive and creative like that versus black people and Latino people. Because how many people who are black, I mean, how many inventors in the past were black? How many inventors are Latino? You know, how many inventors are
out there
Asian? You know, how many inventors are Southeast Asian? Southeast Asia is poor. Like Philippines, okay? Like Philippines versus Japan. I mean, Japanese people are way better than Filipino people. It's just simple. I mean, they're way better. Like, right? I mean, and in general, and what have black people invented? And what cities? I mean, I recently learned about this, like, what cities do black people have they constructed and maintained over hundreds of years? You know? There's like no black cities in Africa that are prosperous. Like in Europe, it's white people, and they maintain cities and have like they have structures, buildings. They maintain them for hundreds of years. And you agree, right? That, I mean, if a location has a lot of black people, it's dysfunctional, right?
Yeah. You're not focused, you're fucked, that's what it is.
And if it has a lot of Mexicans, it's,
Yeah, you better run for a few dollars.
If it has a lot of Mexican, if it has a lot of Latino people, it's like, it's not, it might be good, but it's not like, it might be peaceful, but it's not like advanced, it's not like prosperous, you know? Prosperous in the like creating architecture that's like tall buildings and advanced technology, stuff like that. But technology is overrated, though. You know. But I believe I seriously think that black people in general, and or Latino, like brown people, are susceptible to doing drugs. And the reason why they're dysfunctional is because they do drugs. They do drugs because they're like normies, and they do things if they're popular. And they're not strong enough mentally to resist peer pressure. And so they do drugs, and so they get all of this. That's what happens. And they're also too afraid to just leave. If you're born into a toxic community, why can't you just leave? Seriously, why can't you just get out of that place? Like Compton or whatever is a very unsafe neighborhood. Why can't you just leave and go to a safe location? It's because you probably are addicted to drugs and you get your drugs from different people in the location. Right? And if you didn't do drugs, they could just get out of that place. Because that's insane. Why would you stay in a dangerous neighborhood if you could just get out of there easily? It doesn't make sense. It's very crazy. But it's very simple, though. It's just because they do drugs. It's just because these people are on drugs, and they're used to getting their drugs from certain sources, and that's why they live there. Because only, I mean, that's just so crazy. Why would you live in a location that's dangerous? That's that dangerous. And that dysfunctional, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It's so stupid. I am here in Skid Row because, well, Skid Row is not that bad. It's like very close, super close to all these buildings, right here. Seriously. I mean, you know, it's not that bad at all, but it is stupid. It is bad to live here because, I mean, it's just obvious. There's so many homeless people in it. And, but the reason why I live here is because Kim is super uncooperative with me. Doesn't want to just come with me to get a hotel because I have the money to pay for it. And Kim doesn't want to come with me. And I keep asking her over and over and over, and it doesn't want to come with me. It's stupid. No, when I say, let's go to Salt Lake City area, like a not in downtown Salt Lake City, because that might be my homeless people, but I'm talking about a great location, a very good location, safe location, you know? Well, first we'll get a hotel, because we'll instantly get the hotel, because we have the money, right? Hello? Do you want to come with me to the hotel, yes? In Salt Lake City? What are you talking about?
I have my own place. I don't need your hotel.
See, that's ridiculous.
Go by yourself.
You have your own place. What are you talking about? This is in Skid Row. Why don't you just get out of here, you know? Because I have the money. Why don't you just come with me to get out of this place? Hello? Why don't you just come with me to get out of this place so we can get away from all homeless people?
Yeah, probably get down
all crime, all cigarette smoke.
Right.
And I'm, in my life, I'm going to build a gated community where no one smokes, no one drinks, no one does drugs, no one takes psychiatric medication, no one smokes weed, no one commits any crimes whatsoever, and everyone grows fruits and vegetables. And there's green grass everywhere, and trees, and there's like a park, central park, where we can have like a barbecue and stuff like that. Go back.
The Dog Day movie.
And, what are you trying to watch? IMDb TV?
Movie earlier.
That's free. Free movies and TV, right?
Yeah.
You can scroll through all these things.
It doesn't work.
Go over. So we need to eliminate negative people out of our lives. And anyone who, you know, we need to get away from crime. We need to get away from trash. We need to get away from rats. We need to get away from cigarette smoke. There's just so many things. But Kim doesn't want to get away from all these things. It's stupid. Why don't you just come with me to get a hotel, and I'm going to get a job, and we can sustain our lifestyle. And we'll get away from bad people, you know? It's so crazy. Just so, like, I keep trying to ask, and Kim doesn't want to do it. So stupid. Understand? Hello? We're going to get a hotel, and we're going to live a better life. Meaning, no homeless people, no cigarette smoke, the whole hotel is non-smoking. You know? You hear me? It's just because Kim has, like, an anxiety, because it's fear of the unknown, because you've never been there before, you know? And you think that it's way, it's not good, you know? I don't know why. Because I keep explaining the reasons. Because, like, 60% of them are LDS, which means they don't smoke and don't drink, and don't do drugs, and don't drink hot coffee or tea. You hear me? Hello? It's so stupid, you know? My God. I said, this is so stupid, you know? Because you don't even engage in my conversation, you know? You don't even, like, try to discuss what we're talking about. So you say that you have your own place. What are you talking about? You can keep this place, but also go there to the hotel and see what it's like. You know? Hello? And it's going to be way better because there's no bad people. Hello? Hello? There's no bad people. Hello? You need to get away from homeless people and drug addicted people. Here, keep trying.
It doesn't work.
IMDb TV. Or go to YouTube. So, yeah, you can watch that on IMDb TV. Free with ads. Oh. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Oh no, it's Amazon. You have to get out of there. Get out of there. I don't want Amazon. I don't want Amazon. Get out. You can't watch that, I guess. You can only watch YouTube. So, respond now, comment below, let's keep the conversation going, we need to create a momentum to get out of this place.
Enough of that.
When are we going to get out of this place? When are we going to get a better location, like a better place?
Go by yourself, Daniel, I'm not a relationship.
Why? Anymore. Why wouldn't you want to come with me? We're friends, at least.
I'm not.
Why don't you want to come with me? You came with me to Utah twice. Out of 3 times that I went there, you came with me twice. Hello? Hello? Why don't you want to come with me? I'm a psychomaniac trying to get you out of Skid Row, which is a toxic location. Which has cigarette smoke coming through our window, and we have to close our window all the time. Because there's cigarette smoke. Coming through it, they don't replenish the, you know, there's so many things that are broken around this place, they don't fix the so many things, so stupid, you know, this place is insane, you know, we've gotten used to this place, most people, if they came here, they would be disgusted immediately, and they just wouldn't come back, because it's squalor, you know, graffiti, trash, rats, people hanging around. It's degenerate, you know? What's healthy is living in a good location. A safe location where people eat whole plant foods, freshest fruits and vegetables, where they have a farmer's market every single day, you know? Where they grow fruits, where everyone grows fruits and vegetables, where everyone has a lawn and they mow their lawn. In Maryland, there's grass and trees everywhere, and people mow their lawn, and the grass is green, because it rains a lot there, and they mow their lawn regularly. And white people mow their lawn. You never see people who are Latino mowing, because in California, every person who mows lawns is Latino, pretty much, in California. Not everyone, but it pretty much is. But in Maryland, everyone's white.
It doesn't work.
I don't know, I don't know how to do this. Like, you're trying to get me to do this, but I don't know how to do this. You know?
I don't want to buy this TV.
Huh? But I don't know how it works. Like, I am going to try to figure it out, just like you're going to try to figure it out, right? Go back. Go back. Sign in. No, that's Amazon. We don't want Amazon. Back. Anything that's Amazon, go back, you know? We don't want Amazon, because they charge money. Back. Back.
The business is to make money.
We're only watching YouTube, right? So you can only watch YouTube, right? I mean, were those movies on YouTube that you were watching just now? But anyway, I need to master a few different things. I need to master income. I need to pay off my debt. I need to get a house in a gated community. Or a condo in a gated community. Or if I live in a city, I need to have a nice apartment. High rise. And I need to eat the right foods, and I need to exercise. And watching videos is just not important to me, you know? Because if I watch videos, if I watch TV, I need to work. So I can have money so I can get a house, you know, in a good location. What are you doing?
I'm going to sleep.
You turned it off?
Yeah.
Why?
It doesn't work. And I wish you'd stop talking.
YouTube doesn't work? How did you watch the... did you watch IMDb TV? No, right? Huh? Because you have to sign in to Amazon, right? So it's working. YouTube. What do you want to watch? Search. Dark Shadows?
Shut it off.
What movies did you watch? Was it via YouTube? Was it via this YouTube? Listen. How did you watch those movies? Was it on YouTube? Was it via YouTube? Was it via YouTube? Was it via YouTube?
Good night.
What movies were... What was it called? Because... I don't know. It's stupid, you know? Why can't you just fiddle with this and try to figure it out, you know? Dark Shadows instead. So, what we have to do to live the best life possible is, no one talks about this, but what you have to do is you have to be around other people who also are not addicted to technology, to alcoholism, to weed, you know? So at least in Wyoming, weed is illegal. And in a lot of places, it's illegal to sell alcohol. Like in Tennessee, there's whole counties where you can't sell alcohol. And in Highland, Utah, you can't sell alcohol in that place. And that place, there's a lot of people who own their houses, and there's a lot of people who are married, like 90% of people are married. And that's a super good place, I think. And they have a lot of kids. Yeah, because I don't know how intimate everyone's going to be with me if I'm not religious, if I'm not LDS, and they are, you know? What do you want to watch?
Clock.
Huh?
Clock.
Clock?
Yeah.
What's that?
Final Hour.
Oh, this? Yeah. Final Scene, Dark Shadows? Okay, just wait for it to load, okay? Because we don't have a direct cable connection. Internet cable, internet connection. But I'm using my phone, so it takes time to load it. And there it is. There's the ad.
Just go to ownerly.com, enter the address, and see the home value instantly.
So I got to turn this off. LTBLP, respond on Gab. Gab.com/DanSilly and instant message on there too, and subscribe and all that, and comment below. I'm frustrated right now. I'm angry. I actually have cereal right now. I can blast my brain again and have bananas, dates. I got Med Jewel dates. It was buy one, get one free. And, yes. Bananas, dates. I got these oranges. I got a lot of fruit, you know, and I've been eating a lot of grapes. But I was going to eat beans, canned beans with chard. I didn't eat that again. That's insane, huh? I want to microwave that with beans, you know? It's so simple. You just put it in for like 12 minutes. But hopefully this video was entertaining. Hopefully this video is informative. Hopefully this video is inspiring. And people care about what I'm saying. Because I'm talking a lot of hours and I don't know how many people are going to listen to this, but I've got to change the world. Because the world sucks. It's so simple. I mean, when you see a woman who has a tattoo, no one wants... I mean, who actually wants a woman to have a tattoo? Do you seriously like tattoos and you think it's better? It's more attractive if a woman has a tattoo? If a woman has a nose ring? A bull piercing, nose piercing, septum, that's so insanely ugly, it's so stupid. I mean, you want to look, maybe it's what it is that women want to look ugly on purpose. They want to get fat, they want to get tattoos, they want to get septum. They just want to piss people off, because so many people say nice things to women all the time, and women, they never tell women that they're wrong, that the woman is bad, you know. I don't know, just very, so spoiled. People are so spoiled, you know. Women are so spoiled, and they don't desire to be a better person. A lot of them don't. Like, they don't have the mental ability to be attractive, to be what men want. It's crazy. But, I don't know. So, alright, it's 9:32 p.m. Pacific time. Saturday, November 13th, 2021. See you.